上一周我大姐的儿子，也就是我的外甥啊，生了一个女儿。
Last week the son of my sister, that's my nephew, had a child.
全家当然都非常的开心。
The whole family is thrilled.
可是你知道吗？两年前，我姐姐和我姐夫还天天的在发愁。
2 years ago, my sister and my sister-in-law were so worried.
为什么事情发愁呢？就为他自己的三个孩子。
What did they worry about? Actually, worry about their three children they already have.
我姐姐、我大姐有两个女儿和一个儿子，他们当时都没有结婚。
My sister had three kids. At that time, older two daughters, and a son. They were not married at that time.
但在过去的两年时间里面，三个孩子都结了婚，而且都生了孩子。
Within 2 years, all the three kids, they all got married, and all of them have children.
家里一下子从五口人变成了11口人。
The family, the side of family increased from 5 to 11.
增加了6个。
Increased by number 6.
所以两个女婿，一个儿媳。三个孙子辈，新生儿。
3 in-laws and 3 grandchildren.
所以家里一下子就忙得转不开焦，转不开了，就非常的忙。
Since then, the family has been again really busy.
但忙得开心，忙得不亦乐乎。
While they were very busy, but they were happy.
所以之前在我们中间聚会的一个姐妹萌萌，也刚刚在前两天生了一个女儿。
Their sister who came here to worship with us, her name is Mom. She just had a child.
我们也一同向她祝贺，一同欢乐。
We rejoiced her and we celebrated her.
我年轻的时候。不太懂得这些事情。
When I was young, I didn't really understand all about this.
看到别人家生孩子，我就非常的不以为然。
When I saw other people having children, I didn't really care that much at all.
觉得孩子在天天的没日没夜的哭。
You know that the small kids, children, babies, they cry all the time.
天天需要爸爸妈妈抱着。大人没有时间做其他的事情，所以我当时觉得孩子给家庭带来的就是负担，没有快乐，只是一个累赘而已。不过慢慢的年龄大了，我自己也有孩子之后，慢慢体会到了养育生命中的意义和快乐。
And after I grow older, especially after I have my children, raise them up, see their growing, so that their life blossom in front of me, really make difference.
在座的成年人大部分都比我大。
A lot of people here, the adults, I guess, are older than me.
有很多已经是我的父辈了。也在享受自己的退休后的生活，多数都做了祖父祖母啊。我想当你们谈到孩子这个问题的时候，跟我的感受又不一样。所以当你们回顾你们的过去的岁月的时候，你们人生最大的安慰是什么呢？
When looking back at your bygone time, what brings you comfort?
是你的成功的事业吗？还是你所赚到的金钱？
It's your past success or the money you made?
我想可能不是这些，应该是你自己的孩子，你的下一代。
I think these are not the things children can bring comfort, but children, they do.
任何从世界上而来的成就都没有办法跟活生生的人相比。
Any success, worldly success, cannot compare to the living people.
无论你在世界上的成就有多大，都无法超越从后代而带来的满足和安慰。
The satisfaction of achieving a great success could not exceed the joy and the satisfaction from your offspring.
而且这个安慰会通过子女一代一代的加深下去。
This kind of comfort, it deepens generation after generation.
这就是盼望。
This is the hope.
真正的盼望只能从生命而来。
The real hope is from life.
世界上没有一件困难的事情是一代人解决不了的。
There are no difficulty cannot be solved by one generation.
如果有的话，两代人。
Or even some could be solved by two generations.
中国有个史书《左传》。左传。
The history of the 左子。
简略地记载了一个春秋时期的一个贵族赵氏家的故事。
He reported a brief story about a person, his surname is Zhao.
所以赵氏呢被奸臣屠岸贾陷害而惨遭灭门，全家都被杀了。
Mr. Zhao, because some reason, he was mistreated and the whole family were killed.
只有一个孩子，一个男婴留下来了，逃脱了。
Except one male child.
后来这个男婴长大之后就为他家里复仇。
This child grew up, he took revenge for his family.
后来司马迁在他的史记里面又将这个故事比较详细的描述了一遍。
Later on, a famous historian, Sima Qian, he also wrote in more detailed history about this.
到了元朝的时候，
When it came to Yuan Dynasty,
这个故事又被编成了一部历史剧戏曲。
The story then converted into a drama.
叫《赵氏孤儿》。
This is an orphan Zhao.
1731年的时候。
In the 18th century.
天主教耶稣会的神父马若瑟将它翻译成了法语。
Jesuit preacher, he translated this into French.
所以这是第一部被翻译成欧洲语言的中国戏剧。
This was the first drama which was translated into European language in Chinese history.
2010年的时候又被拍成了电影。为什么这么一个故事在历史上被反复的提起和演绎呢？
Why has this drama, this story been brought up again?
那在于它这个故事揭示了人性中的恶与善。
Because this story reveals the insight, this evil and goodness in human beings.
善恶的双方正是通过对一个婴儿的争夺来展现自身。
The evil and the goodness reveal itself in this child.
来达到自己的目的。
And to obtain its purpose.
在1644年的时候，
1644.
李自成起义攻占了北京。
Well, there was a person named Li Zicheng, and he rebelled, his army was attacking the capital for that dynasty, Beijing.
崇祯皇帝朱由检在眉山自缢。
The emperor at that time, I don't know the name, but he hung himself at his palace.
所以遗留下了很多明朝的人，他们就逃亡到了南方。
So there's a lot of people who from that dynasty who escaped into the southern China.
所以后来在南方又反复的建立了一段时间的王朝。
From that time on, these people who escaped from Beijing, they moved to southern China. They established another dynasty.
所以最后一个皇帝叫朱由榔。
The last emperor from that dynasty is called 朱由榔。
他是中国历史上最后一个汉族皇帝。
He was the last emperor by ethnicity of Han.
接下来，虽然清朝取代了明朝。
After that, the Qing dynasty replaced Ming dynasty.
但自己的最后的结局和南唐也差不多，南明也差不多。
The Qing dynasty can I escape the same fate as Southern Ming dynasty.
所以在1931年，三一八事变后，日本侵占了中国的东北。
In 1931, after August 31st event, the Japanese invaded Manchuria and occupied the northern part of China.
日本人把已经被袁世凯废掉的皇帝溥仪再一次扶持上台。
The emperor who was by Yuan Shikai and all reappointed by Japanese to be the emperor of that province.
就成立了一个满洲国。所以日本人本来是要吞并整个中国的。
The goal of Japan at that time was to take over the whole territory of China.
为什么却在这个时候扶持一个中国皇帝上台呢？
What's the point to put a Chinese emperor in charge of that area?
其实这和南明一样的。
That was very similar to the Ming dynasty.
因为在中国老百姓的心中，皇帝一定要是从血缘上继承来的才是合法的。才能够被大家所接纳。如果你们日本人直接统治我们，会受到顽强的抵抗的。所以就像当初的明朝抵抗清朝的一样。
So that's very similar to the time when the Southern Ming dynasty rose up and resisted the Qing dynasty.
在今天的世界上已经没有一个皇帝在实质上统治一个国家了。
In all this world, there is no emperor who is in charge of any country.
但是我们每一个人的心中，是不是还有一个统治我们生命的皇帝呢？
And in the life of people who are here, do we have a king who rule over our life?
朋友们，你们心中的皇帝是谁呢？
My friends, who is your king in your heart?
那我们中国人这段历史，事实上在世界上绝非是唯一的。
Compared with the world, this just the history just mentioned here is not an exception.
每个民族国家都大同小异。
The history from every country actually is more or less about the same.
可以说每一个民族处在被灭国的时候，最大的盼望就是复国。就是盼望一个强有力的王来带领他们推翻异族的统治。重新建立自己的国家。而这个王，这个盼望，往往就是由一个婴孩的出生来实现的。我们再回到今天所刚刚读到的这段经文。我们这段经文是先知以赛亚说给当时将要灭国的犹太人说的。提到犹太人，我们都知道犹太人是世界上最多灾多难的民族。但我们大多数是指他们在近代历史上所受的苦难。这个苦难在二战中达到了顶峰。上百万的犹太人被有计划的屠杀。但事实上，作为一个中东地区的一个很小的国家，犹太人早在上古时期可以就是说是多灾多难的。常常受到周围大国的侵略和欺压。像当时的埃及，亚述和巴比伦。他们都比犹大国大得多得多。犹太人常常被他们欺负。以赛亚这位生活在主前八世纪的先知，预言了犹大，因着悖逆神，会被神用亚述大军来审判。但是以赛亚在这里安慰他们。在审判之后，神将赐一个救主来拯救他们。所以在第二节这里说到，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光。这个拯救是前所未有的。不像他们历史上的士师。士师们的拯救都是暂时的。但这次 却是将人从死亡之地彻底的拯救出来。
This salvation will bring them complete out of the land of the shadow of death.
人在黑暗中行走，那唯一的盼望就是光。
When people walk in the darkness, the only hope is try to see a light.
也只有光才能够带领人出离黑暗。圣经这里用大光。表达了拯救的彻底性。黑暗无法胜过这个大光。而且接下来，他们不但因光脱离了黑暗和困苦。而且还有很大的收获，一个巨大的收获。大的像打了胜仗一样。这是一个180度的反转。不是以前的小打小闹。为什么呢？说第四节告诉我们，原因就是曾经欺压他们的人像棍子一样被折断了。
Why their oppressors has been broken.
被彻底的击败了。
Completely destroyed.
再不能欺压他们了。
They cannot oppress them anymore.
从前面我们中国人的自己的历史当中，我们可以看到。
From our history, we also can see.
每一个朝代都是以战争开始，以战争结束。
Every dynasty started with war and end up with war.
开始的战争是消灭别人。
The initial war was used to oppose and destroy the previous dynasty.
因为建立自己的王朝。
That's the only way to build their own dynasty.
最后的战争是被别人消灭。
The last war was for their own destruction.
被别人所取代。所以成也战争，败也战争。
So the success came from war, and failure also came from war.
这不仅仅是中国人的历史。
This is not just in Chinese history.
也是世界各国的共同命运。
It's also in every other nation too.
武装、暴力乃至革命暴动。
This violence or revolution.
是人类用来解决自己问题的手段。但这个手段也是问题产生的原因。所以人从来没有能力解决自己的问题。
So for us, there's no solution for our problems, actually.
反而是越解决问题越多。
Yes, the problem breeds problems.
今天的世界不就是这样子吗？
In our world today, it's just like this, right?
每个国家都是一边的大声喊和平。
For every country, proclaims peace.
一边的大力的增加军费的开支。
At the same time, it increases greatly their use of their military spending.
但这里。圣经说，战争从他们中间被完全的除去了。
But here the Bible scripture shows that the war completely terminated.
因为用于战争的装备都被烧掉了。
The weapons, everything used in weapons were burned.
这些事情之所以能够成就的原因，就是一个婴孩的诞生。
The only reason for this is because a child was born.
作为21世纪的人
，for people living in the 21st century，
我们已经不再像几百年前的人那样。
We were very different from people who lived a few hundred years ago.
觉得一个国家的命运要紧紧的依赖于一个具体的人。某个有特别血统的人。但是我们今天的问题照样没有解决。国家和国家之间的战争从来没有停止过。因为人真正的问题乃在于人自身的本性。不是所生活的政治环境，是自己的本性，就意味着问题是在每一个个人的身上。在我们的内部，外部的环境只不过是人内在罪恶本性的表达而已。外部纷乱混杂的环境是人本性的结果，而非原因。并且既然是本性，也就意味着我们不能靠自己的力量来解决它。否则就不能称其为本性了。那自己无法解决，解决之道只能来自于外部。只能依靠一个拥有完全不同本性的人来帮我们解决。这个婴儿就是。因为这个婴儿是真正的王。政权必担在他的肩头。这个婴儿是个出色的战略家。必带领他的子民取得奇妙的胜利。这个婴儿是神的战士。他必亲自为他的子民征战。这个婴儿是这个国家的王。因此被称为永远的父。这个婴儿不用战争的手段取得胜利。却是给世界带来永久的和平。因此被称为和平之君。这个婴儿就是亚伯拉罕的应许之子。他承继了亚伯拉罕的产业。这个婴儿就是大卫的后裔。
From David.
他永远坐在大卫的宝座上。
He will sit on David's throne
forever.
Forever.
这个婴儿是神的律法之子。他成全了神的律法。
He completed God's law.
这个婴儿是永生神的儿子。
This child the Son of eternal God.
神将他赐给世人。
God sent him to the world.
今天我们在这里纪念这位婴儿的诞生。这不是一个普通的婴孩。
This is not an ordinary child.
他本是天上的君王。
He is the king from the heaven.
拥有最正统、最尊贵的血统。
He has the true blood from heaven.
他是神。
He is God.
却降生在人间。
But was born in this world.
成为一个有血有肉的人。
Become flesh like blood, just like us.
他的降生就是道成了肉身。
His birth is just make the word become flesh.
以实现神与人同住的应许。
To realize the unity of human and God.
因此，他的名字被称为以马内利。
That's why his name is called Emmanuel.
他不是从人的血气而生的。
His birth is not from the union of human beings.
乃是经圣灵感孕，有同贞女所生。他的出生是整个人类历史乃至宇宙被创造以来最大的事情。
This is the greatest event in human history, also maybe in this universe.
从此，人类和宇宙从一个必要灭亡的状态，转至一个被拯救和更新的过程。
After this, the universe and humankind have been saved from the certain destruction to a complete restoration.
他不是世上的君王，没有世上君王的名分和荣耀。
He didn't have the name and prestige of a worldly king.
不被世人尊崇。
He was not respected.
但他超过了世上所有的君王。
But he exceeded every king on this earth.
世上的君王们奴役和压榨他们的子民。
The king in this world, they rely on their power to rule his people.
而他却为自己的子民去死。
But can he die for his people?
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
Because of suffering, we obtain our peace.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
From his lashes, we get healed.
今天，若你愿意让他降生在你心里的话，他必将你从一切的罪恶当中拯救出来，改变你的本性，带你进入他自己爱的国度里。他会把你从自私和狭隘中拯救出来。他会把你从嫉妒和纷争中拯救出来。他会把你从苦毒和怨恨中拯救出来。
He will save you from your own bitterness and your own suffering.
他会把你从悲观和愤怒中拯救出来。
He will save you from your own anger and your disappointment.
他会把你从贪婪和诡诈中拯救出来。
He will save you from your treachery.
他会把你从骄傲和狂妄中拯救出来。他会把你从黑暗和无知中拯救出来。他会把你从伤心和难过中拯救出来。他也会把你从无助和绝望中拯救出来。他将修复你破裂的关系。他将修复你和永生神的关系。他将修复你和这个宇宙的关系。他将修复你和你的配偶的关系。他将修复你和你父母的关系。 将修复你和你子女的关系。他将修复你和你同事的关系。他将修复你和你朋友的关系。他将修复你和你邻舍的关系。他将修复你和你自己的关系。他来了，为了报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。他来了，也就是神悦纳人的日子就来了。他是世界的和平之君，他是你灵魂的救主。这就是圣诞节的意义，是来自神大喜的信息。他的名字就叫耶稣基督。那我们一起祷告。主啊，你一个软弱的婴儿降世为人。但是你却成就了多少强壮的人所无法成就的事情。我们没有办法想象你所经受的痛苦。但你所做的却让我们可以有一个自由，让我们可以免离那个永远的刑罚。拥有你，我们的生命再也不一样了。愿我们能够真的在你的死上与你联合。以至于我们能够在你复活上也同你联合。这个世界上一切的荣耀都没有办法和你相比。愿我们将这个大喜的信息也传扬给所有的人。愿你的旨意成就，愿你的旨意能够先成就在我们自己的身上，让我们能够成为你的儿女，成为顺服你的儿女。主啊，请垂听我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。